Own your mindset or be owned by it. Welcome back. I'm RJ, and today we're getting into the one thing that controls everything, your mindset. It's not just self-help fluff. Your mindset is your operating system. If you don't own it, it'll own you. It'll decide what you try, what you fear, what you tolerate, and what you chase. Let's break this down. What's running in the background? Think of your brain like a phone. It's got apps running in the background. Old beliefs, past experiences, bad programming. I'm not smart enough. Money's hard to make. Good dads don't get divorced. These thoughts shape how you show up. And most of them, you didn't even choose. You inherited them. But here's the kicker. You can rewrite them. Mindset isn't magic. It's maintenance. Mindset isn't a switch you flip. It's a discipline you build. Daily. Here's what I do. Start the day with clarity. One thought, one goal, one action. Call out negative scripts. When you catch the I can't or I always screw up, pause, replace it. Surround yourself wisely. People are contagious. So is their mindset. You don't need affirmations taped to your mirror. You need patterns that support your power. Practice mental toughness. Want a stronger mindset? Train it like a muscle. Journal what's true versus what's just emotion. Reframe setbacks as data, not death. Do hard things on purpose to prove to yourself that you can. The strongest people I know aren't the loudest. They're the ones who choose how they respond every damn day. Final thought, you're either the landlord of your mindset or a tenant. If you don't set the tone, life will do it for you. So today, upgrade your thinking, challenge one lie, install one new belief, and act like the man you're becoming. I'm RJ. And remember, mindset isn't everything, but without it, nothing works.